We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we can help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is hour number three of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 30th of July, 2011, and we're visiting with Gary Hunt. He has the Outpost of Freedom website and publication, and you can get to his website once again. It's linked up with ours at outpost-of-freedom.com, Outpost of Freedom, and he's got his Waco white papers there. There's also a Waco pictorial. If you scroll down on the main page about halfway, you can get to those things. Lots of other information there as well, so I encourage you to check out his website. Gary, before the break, and I don't want to spend too much time on the press because I'd like to move it along a little bit, but you were talking about the control of the media. You were banned from the press conference. Other people were banned from the press conference. It seems like any reporter that was asking any questions of substance was escorted out and banned from attending the press conference. So we had a very heavy control of the information there. Continue, please.
The government, I think recently there was a news article about Fox News is being denied access to certain press conferences because the government doesn't like their reporting. So, yes, they do have control of the press. The subtle one that I explained in my conversation with Larry Doyle, and the more blatant one where they actually deny access to press conferences, deny them the ease of getting news and writing stories if they write negative stories. However, the raid itself, now we're going to go inside Mount Carmel and what happened.
Okay, before we do that, can we address the allegations? Because I wanted to come back. Oh, okay. All right.
We're going to. The raid was based upon two warrants. One was an arrest warrant for David Koresh for allegedly having illegal firearms. The other one was a search warrant for Mount Carmel Center to search for those illegal firearms. The firearms were alleged to be fully automatic. Now, there's an adapter that you can get that fits on the trigger housing of a rifle that, when you pull it just right, you can get three rapid-fire shots out of it. It's a little spring recoil that will re-kick the trigger. And they're legal as long as they're not on the gun, which is kind of interesting. Once you put it on the gun, it's illegal. So the allegation that of illegal weapons was in the warrant. Those were the only two charges in the warrant. One was the search, and one was the charge of possession of and the arrest warrant. The whole deal about children, is that a break coming?
Yeah, we're up against the clock. We have a longer segment straight ahead, so we'll go ahead and take the break, and then we'll come back to the allegations and stuff with regard to the Branch Davidians at Waco, Texas. And, folks, later on, we're going to open up the phone line, 800-313-9443. Stay with us. Govern America continues here in just a moment.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and the website is www.governamerica.com, and you can go there and get to the Outpost of Freedom website at outpost-of-freedom.com, and check out all of Gary's information there. We have a couple of callers. Folks, I encourage you to hold on a little bit longer, and I know, Bill, you've been holding for a very long time, so we will get to you here real soon. So just hang with us. And, folks, you can jump on board as well, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. In the meantime, Gary, I want you to continue. You were about to go into some of the allegations of weapons that the Branch Davidians were alleged to have, being building up a kind of a military-type system against the government. You know, this is some of the things that the government was using to demonize them. So please continue.
Well, the government had made the charges of alleged fully automatic weapons, which was never proven. The guns that were submitted at trial were charred and sealed in plastic bags and shown to the jury, and experts testified that they were fully automatic. There was no indication in talking with one of the jurors, except the testimony of the agent, that they were fully automatic. So that fell by the wayside. But back to the point that you brought up earlier, if you have a botched raid and you're the government and you've got six Davidians killed and four BATF agents killed, and it's a botched raid, something went wrong, there's no doubt about that, how do you redirect the discussion away from the stupidity of the raid? We all know now that they knew that the Davidians knew they were coming, and it was supposed to be a secret. Once that was out, Rodriguez, the informant, one of the informants, even said, call off the raid. But they didn't call off the raid. They decided to go ahead anyway. As a result, 10 people died that first day. Now, how do you divert from that? You know, the press, if they focused on those two issues, the government would have gotten some really bad press. There was no alternative but for the government than to try and demonize the Davidians and divert the attention away from the botched raid and onto another subject. That other subject was based on the testimony of one girl. Now, any child psychologist can explain that you can get a child to say just about anything by certain tactics. You know, if well, you say that he never touched you, but all these other girls say that he touched them. You mean you weren't good enough to be touched? Oh, well, he touched me. You know, it's that type of psychological intrusion into the child's belief system that makes them want to feel part of something that will make them testify to almost anything. The only testimony that ever came out that David molested children was based on a custody suit. And one of the people involved in that was Mark Rault, who used to be a member of the church and was now an enemy of the church. And he got this girl to testify on behalf of, I think, the father against the mother. And so the government takes this and blows it up and says there's child abuse going on in here. Now, there's no federal law against child abuse. There still isn't. It's not.
No, we're dealing with state laws.
We're dealing with state laws. Actually, yes, Child Protective Services is probably the second most feared agency short of the IRS, but it's state. It's not a federal agency.
Right.
The only federal laws that apply to children that I'm aware of is what's called the Mann Act, and that's transporting a minor across state lines. And there where you get into interstate transport.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no federal jurisdiction for that, and it was not an issue at all until the government had to divert the attention away from the botched raid and focus it on something else that would help demonize the Davidians. The worse they could make them look, the more they could make it look like, oh, these people ambushed us. In fact, they said they were ambushed. But if they were ambushed, it's because the Davidians knew they were coming and it was supposed to be a secret operation.
You know, one of the things that you had mentioned about this girl testifying before, I guess in court, that, you know, about her alleged victimization with regard to sexual assault. You know, I was reading about that last night, and one of the things that they had mentioned in there was that even her family, some of her family actually questioned whether or not she was actually telling the truth. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. I remember reading articles back then that questioned that. You know, a lot has been written about Waco in the last 18 years, and a lot of questions. One psychologist said that back then said that the way that she answered the questions when he read the transcript of the custody hearing were not indicative of a truthful representation of fact.
Right.
And I guess it had something to do with the way he described it. It had something to do with the way the questions were answered. Asked and the reluctance of the answers and how they had to be drawn out. So he, just reading a transcript, said that these are symptomatic of that type of indoctrination into answering, preparing a witness.
In other words, she was coached.
Coached, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we've got the demonization that had to come was out of federal jurisdiction. In fact, federal jurisdiction doesn't even exist in Waco, Texas, unless you're on government property, according to the Constitution. And that's a whole other story that I've written about extensively. But back to Waco, this fellow named Don Buns. Now, the press never tried to track down Don Buns and who he was, but the Fourth Amendment requires that an affidavit be attached to a warrant. Now, the affidavit was signed by a BATF agent. An affidavit is supposed to be of personal knowledge. The personal knowledge he had was that an informant told him that there were automatic rifles there. Now, that's not personal knowledge. That's only personal knowledge that somebody told him that. You know, if you look at the Don Scott situation in California, where it was alleged he had a marijuana farm, and they couldn't even find a marijuana seed, but Donald Scott was shot and killed by the government in his own house, you get an idea that, you know, the government has twisted the intent of the Fourth Amendment to say that, well, it's a sworn affidavit. This agent talked to somebody that said this is true. I met Mark Bunz, Don Bunz's son, and I spent 4.5 hours with him and taped the interview. Don Bunz was a pilot. He had been busted for possession of marijuana and apparently was still on parole for the time he served in Texas under that charge. He had gone out to the airport to go flying one day, and a couple of guys in suits came up to him, and they found some marijuana under the backseat of his airplane. Don Bunz then was facing going back to prison, so he was willing to stay out of prison to say almost anything they wanted. But there was no affidavit from Don Bunz saying that there were illegal weapons. There was only the statement by the agent that he said that there were illegal weapons. So the affidavit that supported the original warrant didn't have the requisite constitutional foundation required by the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. So it was brought at, shot by the government at best. Now, another incident that occurred prior to the raid was the BATF had gone into a gun shop that David Koresh and some of the Davidians dealt with from time to time, questioning them about David Koresh. And so the gun shop owner called David and said the BATF was there asking about him. The agents kept trying to, with their hand signals, keep him from saying anything. But David said, tell them they can come over and search my place anytime they want. So the door was open for them to come in and search. Permission was granted. And David wouldn't have denied it because they didn't have, according to all the conversations I've had with the Davidians, they did not have any illegal weapons. They did have those adapters. They did have rifles. But they were treating rifles just like you as a private citizen. You can buy and sell guns, as many as you want. There's no limit. They talked about the amount of weapons there, but they were less than average. On the average, there's over 3.5 guns per person in any household in Texas. The Davidians had far less than that when you consider there were 126 people living there.
Mm-hmm.
So everything falls short of what was the standard, but the government talks about the massive amount of weapons they had, the inordinate amount. They also talk about a 50 caliber machine gun. The machine gun, quote-unquote, was a Brett 50. Now, when I went back to Waco in May, there was a gun show, and there was a Brett, just like the Davidians had, suspended from the ceiling with a $1,500 price tag on it. It's not automatic. It's a semi-automatic. You have to pull the trigger for each shot fired. It was for sale, and BATF agents were walking around. Nobody said, take that gun down. You can't sell it. So I wrote an article called What 50 Caliber Machine Gun. It's on the web page. When the government was claiming we were ambushed. And basically, if I had a 50 caliber machine gun, I would have mounted it up in the tower on the fourth floor and had good coverage of the front of the area. And the agents hiding behind the vehicles parked there wouldn't have stood a chance. That 50 caliber would have gone through even engine blocks like they were butter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's how ludicrous the government story was. They were talking about ambush, 50 caliber machine gun. There was no indication that the 50 caliber machine gun was ever fired, the rifle was ever fired. But this was the demonization. They kept whatever they could grasp something, twist it, and use it to demonize the Davidians. They did. And what happened that first day, though, is apparently, the first shots, according to the Davidians, they think the first shots were fired when they killed the dogs. There were 7 dogs there, and they were shot and laid out. And that
Hold it right there, Gary. That's a good place to stop. And, folks, we're going to get to the phones here very soon, so just hang on with us a little bit longer. Bill in Idaho, Ron in Missouri, Warner in Canada, we'll get to all of you. Just be patient a little bit longer. We're visiting with Gary Hunt. This is Govern America. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Worn out places, worn out faces. Bright and early for the daily races. Going nowhere, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses. No expression, no expression. I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, visiting with Gary Hunt, talking about the 1993 Waco siege. And Gary, real quick here, I want to go to the phones and take a call or two here because we have some people that have been holding for a very long time. And we'll get right back into the actual, shootout and everything that happened there. But Bill in Idaho. Bill, go right ahead.
Yes, bless you, Darren. Thanks so very much. You're a guest as well. It's an honor and a supreme Larkin pleasure. Below the fold, Coeur d'Alene Press. Did you get a chance to copy Alfred Adask on Coast to Coast with Ian Punnett the other night?
No, I didn't.
Tragedy. If you have an opportunity, I don't know whether it's worth paying for the archives, but nonetheless, by historical note, but as your guest, in the observation of the exact history, I was on Coast to Coast in opposition to communitarian communist Art Bell, who was quite ready for those folks at 51 days to burn for their sins of noncompliance. Pachyderms hear about sovereign citizens. Nick Rotundo is the staff writer.
Hey, Bill, do you have anything on the Waco thing?
Yes.
Okay. If you can get to that, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I could go into extensive history on the radio discussing the matter and pleading with Art Bell while Mr. Hunt, unknown to me, and his Waco team were there on the ground. But it is the tragedy of the time that the same mantra and the same science and katsas, I assume, are setting up the patriot community as well as the sovereigns. I would assume the same represented in Waco to go up in smoke, because there was a meeting by Mr. Feynman, Paul Feynman, in Post Falls, Idaho, in regard to the sovereigns the day after the sovereign citizens were discussed by Alfred Adask on Coast to Coast Radio with Ian Punnett. And the whole entire point of the matter, and it's an extensive article, is that it's very evident that these folks that do not pay taxes nor carry driver's licenses and or have a Christian element to their ideology, as Mr. Feynman said, are the same ones that are getting ready to be victimized again. It goes
well,
on.
You know, we're being called terrorists today. And that's the problem. The government, anybody who says anything about the Constitution, anybody who says anything about, you know, the sovereign citizen movement, people who are against the IRS, you know, anybody who's in favor of freedom is being referred to as a potential domestic terrorist today. And that's why I think this discussion regarding Waco is so important, because people need to realize, the average American, you know, needs to understand what happened there and needs to understand that our government, you know, yesterday it was the Branch Davidians, today it's the rest of us, if we don't realize what happened there and take note. But listen, I got to move on. I appreciate the call there, Bill. I appreciate you holding on for so long. Sorry to keep you holding for so long. Ron in Missouri. Ron.
Let me address that subject real quick.
Okay,
Peter
go ahead.
Little and Wayne Martin's wife both told me, Davidians, that the stuff that I was talking about, and I am a sovereign citizen, I haven't paid income tax since 1984. The last year I paid was 84. They had just, according to Mrs. Martin and Rita Riddle, the Davidians had just been introduced at gun shows to this whole concept of government problems. Just a few months before, and they had just begun talking about this kind of stuff at Mount Carmel Center late in December of 92. So they were not participants in that part of the movement, and that was not an element of what caused what happened at Waco. The sovereign movement was not a part of what was happening there.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. All right, we're at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we'll take Ron in Missouri. We also have Warner in Canada, and we're going to get to the actual raid and everything, and of course, maybe talk about the Danforth report that came out afterwards, which was a complete whitewash. But anyway, we'll be back here in a moment here on Govern America. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back. This is Governed America. I'm Darren Weeks. We have a longer segment this time, and real quickly, I want to knock out a couple of more phone calls, and we'll get right back into our main part of our discussion. Ron in Missouri. Ron, go right ahead. You're on with Gary Hunt.
Good morning. I have a DVD that I got from Australia called Waco, The Rules of Engagement.
Yeah, excellent documentary.
And I could not find it anywhere in the U.S. I had to go to Australia to get it.
Well, I can tell you, Ron, you can watch it. The entire thing is up on YouTube.
Right, but I actually really wanted a good copy of the DVD to pass around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say this is probably one of the best documentaries I have seen on what really happened down there in Waco, as far as a lot of the other ones I've seen produced and so forth. And that was my basic comment.
All right, very good. I appreciate that. Do you have any response to that, Gary?
Rules of Engagement was... very good information. A lot of what it came out with, though, we knew at the time. And, you know, we didn't have proof, but we had testimony from the people who were inside. It was good to see that information come out. Mike McNulty was really the first one to start breaking some of the myths about what happened in Waco, for example, proof that there was no flame-throwing tank. But still, there are people filing Freedom of Information request, trying to get more and more information. I've got a list of the evidence that was collected by the FBI, and there were incendiary devices. The government denied it, but the evidence report shows at least three incendiary devices were found, 40-millimeter projectile incendiary devices, canister-type, you know, like smoke grenade-type incendiary devices were used at Mount Carmel Center, and the government has denied all the way through. So this evidence continues to come out.
Yeah.
Yes, rules of engagement is a very good representation of what occurred at Waco.
You know, one of the things that they point out in that documentary, too, that I didn't know prior to watching it, was the fact that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms took down the U.S. flag that the Branch Davidians were flying there, and they ran up the ATF flag up the flagpole. You know, that was something that really is a sign, a symbol of conquest. You know, it's almost like we came, we conquered. You know, what other reason would they have for doing that except to make that statement? You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's remember what happened in Baghdad when the government apologized for a soldier raising the American flag in Baghdad when they got there, too. That's a sign of conquest, and we don't want these people to believe they have been conquered. So take that flag down, and, you know, it was just an individual action. Yeah, we knew the flag, BATF flag. We had pictures of it back then. But, yes, it was flown, and it was kind of appalling.
Yeah.
The Branch Davidian flag fell down. The fire caught the rope, and their flag fell down and burned in the with the building on the 19th of April.
Hmm. Interesting. All right, let's go to Warner in Canada. Warner, thanks for holding on.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
You deserve a lot of praise for the work you're doing, you know, trying to shed light into the dark corners and dark crevices of the government.
I appreciate that.
Look, about Waco, what happened at Waco, when we look at the last few years, all the foreign intervention by the NATO and by United States militaries, wasn't it based on where those governments are supposed to have targeted civilians? Wasn't it being used as a reason to march into those countries and bomb the hell right out of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the government, the causa bella of all the wars we're in now is absurd and violations of the Constitution. Constitution requires that Congress, only Congress, can declare war, and we haven't had a declared war since World War II.
And not just only, you know, from the American perspective, but from the international perspective. Where is the International Court in The Hague? In Stepman.
Bought off, I think.
Pardon?
I think they've been bought off.
Well, as I say, you know, they're just about as useless as tips on a boar. But I want
to... Well, they're useless. They're useful for the purpose that they were... intended for, and that certainly isn't the rights of the people. You know, certainly the people that are running the World Court and all these international institutions are very much the same people that are victimizing the general populace.
Yeah,
but anyway, go ahead with your other thought there.
No, wasn't there a few months ago where Obama has the authority to order the assassination of people without court?
I didn't see that.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Which caused me to write an article about the Constitution. Understand this. The whole concept of our government is we have vested the government with some of the authority we have as individuals. We, the people, created a government, and we gave them authority we have. The government can have no authority that we don't have. So the article I wrote about that was very simple. If the government presumes that they have the right to assassinate based on what we gave them, then the government must assume that we also have the right to assassinate, and nothing in the Constitution says that we have given up that right as individuals to assassinate. Therefore, the government is saying that we have the right to assassinate people in government.
Well, basically, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Exactly,
you know?
Especially in our form of government.
I want to point out another aspect. Didn't the ATF embarked on a mission called Fast and Furious?
Yes.
where they handed over all those prohibitive weapons to the drug lords, and we haven't seen the end of the thousands of people, innocent people, who will be killed with those weapons in the years to come.
No, and the estimates are in the high hundreds about how many, as Darren pointed out earlier, 122 have been reported to have been seized involved in criminal activities in Mexico or on the way to be involved in criminal activities in Mexico. But, you know, that's the tip of the iceberg. Fast and Furious is a long way to go. Now, whether the government will ultimately cover it up like they do so often to protect their people or not is yet to be seen.
Now, another aspect, and that concerns the role of the media, the mainstream media. In Revelation, they're talking about the bloody whore, Babylon the Great. But I think the same description can be applied to the mainstream media, where they ripped up people's emotions and basically enticed to violence. You know, basically the mainstream media has become more and more the bloody whore. There is a lot of blood to be found at the tip of the pen of many of the ones that are involved in the mainstream media.
Yeah, you know,
they have become the propaganda extension of the federal government. Yes, there's no doubt about that. I mean, this occurred. That's what was happening in 1993, is they were the propaganda arm of the BATF and the FBI. And the government.
And as I say, there's a lot of blood to be found at their doorstep.
Absolutely.
And it is high time that the general public starts inform themselves, you know, more, you know, get the information from different sources. And thanks goodness to the Internet. And thanks goodness for the work you are doing.
I appreciate that, Warner. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate that. All right. By the way, I wanted to say real quickly, Ron mentioned Waco, the rules of engagement. I have just, while Warner and Gary were talking back and forth, I just posted up on our YouTube channel. That whole documentary is there. So if you have Internet access that's fast enough, you can get the whole documentary on our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/govern America. And Waco, the Rules of Engagement, is there for your viewing. We'll leave that up at least a few weeks for you to view it. But anyway, let's get back into our discussion. Earlier you were talking, Gary, about that you were just getting into the actual raid, and you said some of the first shots that were fired were when they came in and killed the dogs. That seems to always be the case. Whenever they raid any place, they always, you know, shoot the dogs. But these shots that were fired, as I've read, this spooked the Davidians, didn't it?
Not really. It wasn't until what happened is the dogs were shot about the time that David came to the door. David came out the door and said, "Hey, what's up? There's women and children in here," because he saw all these people piling out of these cow trailers with rifles in battle gear. They had helmets, faceplates, body armor, everything. It was a military force. No other way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
So he went outside, and then they started shooting at him. He was hit in the side as he went back in the door. Perry Jones, his father-in-law, was shot in the gut through the door. Perry Jones later took his own life because of the pain, and they knew that they weren't going to get medical treatment, so he was allowed to take a pistol, put it in his mouth, and pull the trigger. The other people that died inside that day were Winston Blake, who was sitting on his bunk. The men lived on the first floor, the women lived on the second floor, and David lived on the fourth floor in the tower. He was sitting on his bunk eating French toast. Outside of his window, there was a large plastic water storage container. It was 600 or 1,200 gallon container. He was eating French toast. A bullet came through the water tank and struck and killed Winston while he was eating. The trajectory of that bullet, according to the people inside, was it came downward. When you look back through the hole in the water tank, the trajectory was upward, which indicated that there were shots coming from the sky. Dick DeGuerin reported incoming rounds in the roof of the building. The government Now, this is the exposure that's come out more recently. We knew, had a good reason to believe the shots were fired from above by the testimony of Davidians. When I say testimony, not in court, they weren't allowed to testify to that in court, but the ones that I spoke with.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's come out since then is there were some BATF agents in helicopters that were observing the raid. They had firearms with them. They didn't have a mounted M60 on the helicopter, so they felt comfortable in saying, no, we weren't firing from helicopters, but they were firing out of helicopters with their rifles, getting in, playing the game. Now, the game is kind of interesting because if you look at the pictures on Waco, there's a little red car there that was used to carry the children out. In that picture, though, both front tires of the red car, belonging to Rita Riddle, were in the front seat of the car. They rode, Paul Fada had an El Camino, and it was run over by a tank. You'll see the vandalism that occurred, and it was not a result of the initial raid, but the BATF and the FBI had fun destroying the toys. They destroyed some of the children's motorcycles in front of them, kind of a flaunting their power outside of Mount Carmel Center by running tanks over the motorbikes they rode. The vandalism and the attitude of the FBI was childish in nature by shooting out of helicopters just to join in the fun, as I say, which came out. Jadine Wendell was a nursing mother. She was walking down the stairs when a bullet came through the walls and killed her in the stairwell. Peter Hipsman was killed on the fourth floor. Peter Gent was up on the tower. They call it the water tower. It used to be a water tower. They were making a storage system out of it. They were building platforms inside to store things. Peter Gent was up on the top of that. He may or may not have had a rifle, but he was shot and killed on the top of the tower. The Davidians weren't allowed to take his body down for quite a few days, and the stench was so bad because the body was sitting out exposed in the sun for days.
Mm-hmm.
It was rather warm in Waco, that they ended up burying him outside by the tree, and we saw that funeral service on the CNN at the time with their telephoto lenses. The rest of the people that died that day, except for Mike Schroeder, were buried inside underground. But his body stank so badly they didn't want to take it inside. Mike Schroeder was outside. He worked at the body repair shop the Davidians had. And when they found out what was happening, he and a number of other Davidians tried to come around through a ravine and come up to Mount Carmel Center. According to Woody, what happened with Mike is Mike was ahead of everybody else. His wife and daughter were inside. He came up on the northeast side of Mount Carmel by an old barn. He went to climb the neighbor's fence to get into Mount Carmel Center, was shot, and left rotting on the fence for days. Now, the reason we believe he was left rotting has to do with the fact that the government didn't know who was and who wasn't a Davidian. In fact, one of the people that lived near the Mount Carmel had guns held on him. He was questioned. They took his guns away. They didn't know who was a Davidian, who was not. And what we believe happened with Michael Schroeder is they shot and killed him in the back. They left his body laying on the fence until they found out that he was a Davidian and could say that they shot another Davidian. If he was an innocent bystander that was just climbing a fence, they had a serious problem. So they let the body sit for days and then finally reported his death when they found out who he was. Those are the Davidians that died that day. Four agents were killed that day: Conway LeBlue, Ted McKeon, Robert Williams, and Stephen Willis. Now, the Davidians, after a 34-minute gunfight, when they finally got a ceasefire called, and they were trying to call for a ceasefire from the first moment. Wayne Martin had called 911. He got the sheriff on the phone. The sheriff was supposed to have communication with the BATF, but the radio frequency was not being responded to by the BATF. What probably happened was they didn't know what to say because the door kicked back.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go the way it was intended. So it was 34 minutes before they finally made contact and called a ceasefire. After the ceasefire, the Davidians graciously allowed the BATF to come in and collect their dead. However, the BATF did not let the Davidians get Peter Gent off the water tower for days, and finally they gave them permission to they put Peter Gent's body in a sleeping bag and lowered it with ropes and then performed the burial. So who are the good guys and who are the bad guys when one side allows the other to come in and get their dead and wounded, and the other side won't even allow the dead to be collected?
Can you talk about the we're almost up to break time again, but I would like you to briefly talk about this idea that this allegation that the Branch Davidians set their own fire and were, like, committed suicide, because that's something that's very prevalent in the press, and the authorities have perpetuated that what I perceive to be nonsense.
Well, as I pointed out, the evidence report, which is about 6 inches thick, a computer printout, it shows a number of incendiary devices. There were three fires that began on April 19th. One began at the right front in a stairwell. Which earlier we saw a tank swipe its barrel and tear a gaping hole in that tower.
Okay, hold it right there. Let's take the break and final segment straight ahead with Gary Hunt here on Govern America. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit TerraVim.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm going to dispense with the music in the interest of time. Only a few minutes left there. Gary, you were saying about the CS gas. Go ahead.
Oh, the CS gas has been going through the building for quite some time. The tower had collapsed, and as Clive Doyle reported to me, that you could not get in the tower, which effectively locked the women upstairs. Both towers, both stairwells, had been damaged by the tanks. And there is no way to get up and down except for climbing over the timbers. The stairways were gone. One of the fires, the first fire, started out in the corner where the tank had started that, torn that hole in. That area was inaccessible to the Davidians. Next fire started at the back of the gymnasium, which was a large building on the rear, and in the aerial footage on rules of engagement, you can see it. That gymnasium had collapsed because of the damage caused by the tanks. The fire started at the back of the gymnasium, which was inaccessible. You could crawl through the roof trusses, according to some of the people that came out, but it was an arduous task to go the 80 feet to the back of the gymnasium to get there, so it would be stupid to start a fire there. The third fire started right behind the kitchen, which is where the women and children were huddled in what the government calls a bunker, but was actually their food storage area. And Derek Lovelock, when he got back to England after he was released at the request of the British government, I contacted him, and he said, I'm not going to go public with it because I don't want to go back to the United States and stand trial. But when people tried to go out the back, they were being shot at. Now, in rules of engagement, you'll see the imagery that seems to indicate that there were shots being fired at the back of the kitchen where women and children would have gone out. Now, if we look at who got out that on April 19th, those that came out of the west side, the front, and the south side, the right side of the building where Clive Doyle came out of the chapel directly behind the tower that I mentioned, the only people that came out that day came out in camera view. Those two sides were covered from the telephoto cameras that the press had set up in Satellite City is what we called it. The people that would have gone out the north side or the back, the east side were out of camera view, but nobody came out. Rather ironic that where they had easier exit, they couldn't get out, which means it appears the government wanted everybody to burn up in that fire. And so it was murder. I mean, when
didn't they shoot the people?
Well,
you talked a little bit about the helicopter fire and everything.
Well, that was first day. Now, on
okay.
the last day, a lot of people died of gunshot. We've got autopsies on all the people that died that day. A lot of them died of gunshot. They don't say what caliber. It's hard to determine whether they were shot by Davidians or shot by the people outside. It's very possible that somebody, you know, I don't like the idea of burning to death, being cooked to death in a building on fire. If I had
right.
a gun, would I take my own life? Would I shoot my wife and children, to, since they're going to die anyway, so they didn't have to suffer the pain of burning? It's hard to say how many might have been killed by Davidians and how many were killed by trying to leave the building. But we know that the government had that Bobcat bulldozer running around Mount Carmel Center for the rest of the day on the 19th, and the
destroying the evidence,
the crime, destroying evidence, I would
yeah.
surmise. And it
mm-hmm.
wasn't until the next day that the Texas Rangers were allowed in to gather evidence.
Well, listen, Gary, we could talk about this for days and, you know, another hour, several hours, but I appreciate your being with us, and I appreciate you exposing this and other things that you do. Folks, check out his website, Outpost of Freedom. That's outpost-of-freedom.com. And, of course, again, Waco, the Rules of Engagement, is currently right now up at our YouTube channel at youtube.com/governamerica. For those that have not seen it, check it out. Very important documentary. Thank you so much for being with us this week. Spread the word about the program and the network, if you would. And join us again next week. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. And Phil Pozderek is up next on the network. God bless you, folks. Ta-ta.